We're recording.
Bark, bark! Welcome back, bitches.
Bienvenidos
a Mexico.
A chisme time with Robert and Melissa.
The riot edition. The boy bi edition. The, I don't know.
I'm just here to support his conversation.
I'm just here to say, I ain't sorry. Oh, but I am a little bit sorry about some stuff. Because the world is on fire, y'all.
You'd be sorry about eating all these hot Cheetos tomorrow morning.
I'm going to be sorry about eating those hot Cheetos tomorrow morning. I'm already sorry. Like, it's not going to end pretty. It's not going to end pretty at all. It's been a hot minute since I had hot Cheetos.
Yeah, it's been a while.
That shit's just going to burn its way through my booty hole.
Then we'll be able to answer what's inside your butthole.
The fucking ring of fire is inside my butthole, okay? My butthole will be the ring of fire. Woo. It will no longer be along the Pacific. It'll be around my butt.
No more Pacific rain?
Nope. Maybe. So, what has gone down in the world this week?
What has not gone down in the world this week?
Jesus fucking Christ, y'all.
Even Jesus is like, no, y'all. Y'all are on this your own.
Even your daughter's like, Jesus.
Yeah. Lila's newest thing is when she gets frustrated, she yells out, Jesus, how dare you? I have no idea where she got that, because that is not something we say. Is it?
School. I blame school.
She hasn't been in school for like 8 weeks.
Oh, you got me there.
I am. She said she got it from The Simpsons. I think Ned Flanders
express
says
yourself,
that.
Don't express yourself. Express yourself. Don't repress yourself.
I think Ned
yourself.
Flanders is like, Jesus, have you forsaken me? And then she goes crazy. The girls have also recently discovered The Simpsons.
I'm not
so that's
sorry.
Basically all we watch all the time, which is not the worst thing because Simpsons. Still holds up. We were cracking up earlier. Yeah. It still holds up, man.
Some of that stuff was like, what? Little kids with chat?
I am.
Because it wasn't,
it was when Selma, excuse me.
No, it was like, they were in the woods or something, or the park, and it was like,
oh.
I got wood at, I don't know, Yosemite Park.
Oh, yeah, sorry, it's when they were on a field trip. I was at when Selma adopted the Chinese
Ling
baby.
Ling.
And they go to China.
Ling Bouvier.
Ling Bouvier. No. Okay,
say
so.
Something wrong.
It was Friday. What happened on Monday?
Friday. What happened Friday? Everyone, collectively, lost their shit. Rightfully so. But everyone in this nation lost their motherfucking shit.
Uh-huh.
Not only at George Floyd. It must be pointed out.
Yeah.
Because this is boiling over frustration from
COVID. Unemployment.
People just out of jobs, not able to sustain and provide for their families, provide for themselves.
People stuck
just
at home.
General sense
separated
of
from their
disenfranchisement
families.
From the fucking world for months. With little being done other than,
a $1,200
check. $1,200 check and like billions going to corporations.
Oh.
So first opportunity at, the chance to fucking burn some shit down.
Yep.
People burn some shit down.
Mm-hmm.
And how? And they're still burning shit down.
I mean, I don't agree with it, but I understand it.
I understand it.
What I do, it's like I was telling a friend, would I go out and do that? No. But at the same time, I don't have to. Like
hey,
if I
recently had the urge to punch shit, and I punch shit.
No, but my thing is like, if I'm hurt, if I'm angry, if I express that to somebody in authority, I get heard. You know, like I'm white passing. I have a white last name. Like for all intents and purposes, I'm white. So if I have a problem with something, if I feel like I'm being treated unfairly, and I make a deal about it. I get resolutions. I can't talk.
I swallow it down and get revenge.
No, I'm just saying.
Like
but
a
like,
good Mexican.
I'm just saying. But other minorities. Other minorities obviously don't have that, and that shit boils over into this. You know, like
they, I mean,
you need that release.
I have nothing to complain about. I'm still in my job. My job is secure. Mm-hmm. I'm salaried. I have like lost no amount of money from my job. I even have like supplemental income. Like I'm good.
Yeah.
Like I have not felt an ounce of pain from this, but other people have not been as fortunate at all. And they're lashing out, and rightfully so, I think.
Yep.
And then we have like a fucking Oompa Loompa as your fucking president who just fucking sits there with his thumb up his ass and just like is totally tone deaf and blind to what the fuck is going on in this country and just wants to like portray everything as everything's great when it's not. You have your fucking country burning down. Like, that does not help matters.
But her emails.
In fact, he inflames matters.
No, somebody pointed out that ever since Trump stopped having rallies because of COVID, his...
His own fucking doing! Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm not disagreeing with that. But ever since he hasn't been able to have rallies or people like, yeah, he's just like lashing out in any way he can because he's like, all right,
I'm sorry, Mr. Oompa Loompa President. You're not getting the adulation you so richly feel that you need. But maybe if you act as a fucking executive in chief and paid like heeded the warnings of like the medical professionals in this country, you may have like, you know, prevented most of this shit and had your fucking fans at your feet fucking giving you adulation. But no, you had to be fucking Oompa Loompa, like with your head up your ass and like not listen to people. And now look at what you sewed. You sewed it, motherfucker.
And your Bible backwards and upside down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what?
Hold on. I'm sorry. That's like Wednesday. We're still covering today, James. No, I'm talking about last week. Let's talk about last Friday. We're not even at this Friday yet.
Oh.
Talk about the beginning of this bullshit. Okay, so let's go to Saturday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay, here in Texas, we're in Austin, the capital city of Texas. We were not prepared at the state capitol where one of us is employed. The protesters fucking tore the shit out of downtown, and then they went for the capitol, which is downtown. And they fucking tore some shit up, let me tell you.
That shit was
spray
wrong.
Painted doors. That was wrong. Knocked over shit. Just
that was wrong. I'm sorry. You know, like, no.
And the part that sucks is you have facilities people that work there that have to clean that shit up.
Exactly.
And those are the people y'all are fucking, y'all. Y'all aren't fucking the man. You're fucking people that work. Think about that.
I mean, I don't want anyone to lose their business or anything. You know, but I'm also... But I'm a nerd here. I'm a history buff. I love, Texas's founding is problematic to say the least. I mean, basically a bunch of white people came here to Mexico, and then when Mexico was like, hey, can you start paying taxes like all the other people who live in our land? They're like, ah, fuck you. We don't want to pay taxes to you, asshole. And they declared war, and they claimed their independence.
And then France, so, and then Spain, and so forth,
yes,
and so on.
The founding of Texas
is problematic. Okay?
The founding of Texas is problematic.
Everybody wants a little piece of this, okay? That's what we're trying
to say. I respect our history. I respect the Capitol. I respect what it represents.
Oh, it's a gorgeous building.
And, like, just the amount of work that went into rebuilding it after the original Capitol fucking burned down. Like, there's so much history in that. And these stupid assholes just went there and destroyed it for no fucking reason.
They're opportunists.
And, like, and the people destroying it, you know, people, like, they're not protesters. It's these fucking right starters who just come here from, like, not even Austin. They just, like, want to fuck shit up. Okay, so I'm going to sidetrack for
Antifa.
A minute. I was accused of being racist against white people.
She is.
You can't be racist against white people. You just can't be. That's not a thing. That's not a thing. There's nothing against racism against white people.
Yeah, there is.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is not.
Racism. Racism involves a power play. I have no fucking power against white people.
There's no power play involved in racism.
It's just
a dislike for people of another color. That's it.
No, it's a power play. Anyway.
I mean, you married into the big whitey, so I can't say you're racist against white people, because, she hops on white dick on the regular. Maybe not the regular. The occasional. She hops on the white dick occasionally. Yeah. Rarely. A couple times a year.
And I have two kids who are half white.
Yeah, but if you look at them, 100%. Anyway.
So, what I'm about to say will support that belief. These riot starters are just stupid, privileged, upper middle class white kids who want to be punk as fuck and claim anarchy and that they hate the man. No. But here's what's going to happen to these kids, okay?
Nothing.
They are going to have their little phase.
Nothing.
They're going to have their little phase as rioters who fought for the right thing.
And
then they're going to see no repercussions from this whatso freaking ever.
And then they're going to be Beto O'Rourke in 20 years running for Senate.
And then, yes, exactly. They're going to finish their college education, of which they will get a diploma with zero fucking student loan debt, because their parents are able to pay for their entire college degree. And then, because they want to change the system, they're going to go to law school. They're going to graduate from law school. And then they're going to be like, I'm going to go into politics to change it. They're going to get into politics. And they're going to really be able to hone all their psychotic, but the other ones, the ones that you really have to be careful about. Sociopaths.
Oh, okay.
They'll go into politics and they'll be able to really use and hone their sociopathic tendencies to take over the fucking world and become Beto O'Rourke.
Right.
That's what all these stupid little punkas. Fuck kids who are fucking up Austin, fucking up every other major town are. That's what's going to happen to them.
They fuck up themselves.
They don't, though.
They don't fuck themselves up, though.
Not really.
All the ones I know do.
Yeah, but still, they. I mean, how many of them are like freaking... If we had done that. If we had done what they did.
I don't get caught doing things.
I'm saying that kids, young adults... Who do what they do, young adults of color who come from our backgrounds, we don't get those breaks. Because we don't have parents that can bail us out of jail if we were to get arrested for doing something like that.
But I'm also sneaky, so I
never got caught. At what cost to your parents, though?
Ask my brother.
No. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, at what cost? It's not easy. It's not, it's a struggle to do that. And
I don't know, I just got a call from my cousin to talk to my dad, so. Well, I don't think the cost is that high. If you're connected, y'all.
Yeah.
If you're not connected, yeah, it's a bitch.
But
if you connected like some of us, it's a favor and shit. Again.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Again.
Yeah, your dad's connected in Uvalde. I forgot about that.
But luckily, I've never had to use any of those favors. I've just had to be like, I need money. Give me money now.
I couldn't even do that. Well, I mean, yeah, my mom paid for my car for a couple of years, but even after a while, she's like, I ain't got money to pay for your car. I'm like, well, I need a car, so I'll start paying it for myself.
Yeah.
But, like, when I was in college, at one point, I was working 30 hours a week and going to school and paying rent all by myself.
I had grants that paid for everything.
I had student sweet. I had student loans and grants, but still, like,
they paid for everything and then some.
That was hard, man.
So, like, thank you for the money.
I'm like, don't even come at me with that bullshit.
Mm-hmm. That was back when college was cheap. Or, mm-hmm. like, a lot cheaper. Like, yeah. a whole lot cheaper. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, why didn't hard. I finish?
You had to make real money for yourself. Yeah. Oh, go to school and get an education and suffer for 4 fucking years. Or, get a job right now. Work full time and survive.
Well, my problem was, like, I was like so pigeonholed into being a fucking doctor. I don't know what the fuck I want to be a doctor for. I can't.
You didn't ever really want to be a doctor.
Nah, not really. I don't like canning shit. Oh, that'd be fun. They get a lot of money. I got some of my bills from like some of my procedures. Actually, they weren't that bad. But I don't think I got the hospital bill yet.
Oh, girl.
So I got one that I thought was from the hospital. But I think it was just from like the doctor. Super cheap. Super
You'll get
cheap.
Like 5 different bills. Ugh. No, seriously, you'll get a bill for the hospital, you'll get a bill for your anesthesiologist, you'll get a bill for your doctor, you'll get a bill for the nurse, like...
Fuck my life.
Seriously, you will get, like, it would be so cool if they could just give it all to you at once.
But like, one comprehensive bill? Yeah. Oh my god, why would they send me one comprehensive bill?
Oh, I remember, like, we were getting bills from both the girls' births. For like a month after their birth, like it's like, oh, okay, we paid it. Oh wait, nope. Oh, sorry, I did not pay the charge nurse.
See, it doesn't matter to me because I have a health savings account that I apparently needed to like justify a thing for, which I never did. Mm-hmm. But like, all this is like way surpassed that. So I'm just like, here are these other bills y'all can pay.
Oh, dude, with Julia, I think we got our bill right. James, how much was Julia's total birth? Like, not what we paid, but what. They actually charged us?
Well, they charged us. The total cost was $23,000.
Yeah, Julia's birth was $23,000, and we paid how much?
$250, including...
$250.
Not just delivery, but pre, like, everything beforehand, too.
Like, the prenatal care.
Nice.
And Lila's was about the same.
Mm-mm. Bit different. No.
Because she didn't have NICU.
Well, no, because we had different health plans.
No, I'm talking about the cost.
We paid about three to four grand.
Yeah, Lila, we paid $3,000 to $4,000 because we had a different insurance by then. But still, compared to, like, when I had my laparoscopic surgery, in and out, 6 hours, $40,000.
Over, it was like 43.
And I paid, like 700? I paid 700.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, insurance, we're getting off track here.
Oh, yeah. So that's Saturday.
Sorry, squirrel.
Sunday. I see you go through my Facebook because
we're also trying to highlight how fucked up the medical system here is.
And you know, I'm sure it's been annoying to people who follow me on Facebook, but I have attempted to highlight bullshit that's been going on in this country that people might not be aware of on my fucking Facebook.
How do you keep up with that?
Girl, today remember I told you I posted too much. I can't post anymore, but there's a lot of shit.
You did anyway.
Well, yeah. Let's see. Let me go back to, what, Sunday, Saturday?
Can you at least start posting articles that aren't so long?
No!
I have a very small attention span.
You have to read this shit!
It's so long.
You have to read it.
Can you just give me a summary?
Okay, so yeah. Capital craziness. Sunday. That's when protests in not only the U.S. broke out, but also London, yeah. Berlin, and Toronto. As well as other.
What was Paris?
I know Australia's doing them now. Paris as well. I mean, and it's not just, you know.
It's not just George Floyd.
It's not just George Floyd. It's not just.
It's all black people.
It's a treatment of everybody under this bullshit. Let's see. Trump sheltered in the White House.
No, he didn't. He said he didn't.
He was only in there. He's only been to the bunker 2.5 times.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know how you can go to a place a half a time, but, you know, he's magic. Photo op.
Well, yeah. So while Trump's been, like, in the bunker, like, hiding like a little bitch.
Please don't say that.
Yeah.
A little bitch.
Yeah, a little bitch.
No, that's an insult to bitches. Like, why is being a bitch somehow seen as weak?
Because it is.
Fuck you.
Who said bitches are feminine?
like the definition?
It's a female dog. You accept what you accept, and I refuse to accept that.
Okay.
Well, a bitch is a bitch. Anyway.
You's a bitch.
And if you live like a bitch, you're gonna die like a bitch. Trump. I'm not saying I'm gonna kill Trump or I'm advocating Trump dies, because he's gonna die anyway of like coronary congestive heart failure.
Hey, you remember when you told me to like give you a warning?
It's too late. Special service, secret service. I'm no threat. I'm just a bitch with a fucking. I'm a
big
bitch.
Big ass mouth.
I'm a bitch. I'm a little bitch. Okay.
I'm a bitch. I'm a mother.
Biden finally poked his head out and has started attending shit. Because, you know, while the president's ranting and raving and, like, advocating that people be shot down and shit, someone's got to be out there, you know, being, like, the cool, calm, collective alternative.
Dude, when Joe Biden is a cool, calm, collected person in the group, you know you got problems. That's all I'm saying. Because those are not three words that have ever been used to describe Joe Biden.
By Tuesday, we had, or I guess Monday, we had the photo op.
The photo op.
Where the president went to a church across the street that apparently every president since James Madison has been to. Some Episcopalian church, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Didn't announce to the church, to the bishop, or anybody that's there, hey, I'm coming over. He just had the National Guard and park police.
Just a little, like, civilian attack. Like, no big deal.
Yeah, just, you know, tear gas just
like
a, and
like your everyday
rubber bullet
tear
people
gassing.
Away from him so he can walk his big fat ass up to the church, hold the Bible upside down, and take a photo saying, yeah.
Not just upside down, backwards.
As if the motherfucker had ever held a Bible before. I guarantee you, the man has never read a Bible before. He doesn't know the New Testament from the Old Testament, Corinthians from Romans, freaking Genesis from Revelations. And you know how I know? Because I have a very rudimentary understanding of the Bible. Because once, way back, I was a person of faith and actually, like, you know, cared about this shit.
Well, you have
back on God,
way more understanding of the Bible than I do. I mean, I know the Old and the New Testament. I know Genesis
Psalms.
And Revelations. I know Psalms because that's like the dirty part.
That's Leviticus.
No, the songs part is like super
Leviticus
sexy.
Leviticus is the one that's like, you can't do this with a pig, you can't do this with a man, you can't do this with a cat.
No, Psalms is like super sexy. It's like a song of love to God, and it's like sexy. I read about it in my English class in college.
Coincidentally, Kissing You by Desiree is on. Also sexy. And I just don't get why people follow this charlatan of a man who, like, seriously, he mocks and manipulates your faith. What the fuck is that? Why do y'all follow him? I don't get it. He does not go to church. He does not believe in the institution of marriage at all. He's on his third fucking wife, for Jesus Christ's sake.
Because a lot of his followers aren't true blue Christians either.
At all.
They say they are, but they aren't. So, like, when he's, like, mocking their religion, they're like, oh, yeah, it's not that big of a deal to me anyway. The ones who really are, yeah, they're offended by this. But you know, he also feeds into other beliefs they have as well. So, you know, their thing is, you gotta take the bad with the good. And, I mean,
so I think in that regard, okay, the president done fucked up with that photo shoot. In fact, they said that it was, like, the worst political, like, stage thing since fucking Michael Dukakis in the fucking tank. You remember that?
No. I was, like, 8.
He got in a tank wearing, like, I don't know, a bomber jacket and a fucking helmet with his fucking, like, tie on and shit. Just looking, like, totally, like, ridiculous. Much like this Oompa Loompa was in front of the church.
Yeah, but Michael Dukakis is only a nominee. He wasn't even the president, so that was his.
Yeah, well, hopefully the nominee again will lose in this upcoming race. But by then, this motherfucker had done overplayed his hand, because then he mentioned bringing up the Insurrection Act of 18-whatever.
Oh, Jesus.
And that's when the military started showing that they actually had some motherfucking balls.
Yep.
And saying, bitch. First, I don't remember if it was first or no, So the current Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Defense.
Mattis?
No, Esper. Pretty much said, we don't need to do all that. This isn't call for that. Mm-hmm. And then Mattis came out and said, This motherfucking retard.
No.
We're reclaiming it.
No. Oh my God. Okay, you were saying.
This motherfucking retard.
No, but.
Is leading us down the road to perdition. And he is. And if y'all don't believe it, y'all are fucking stupid. I didn't say the R word.
Oh, thank you.
I'm learning. Trust me, I'll be eating some crow later, okay? So trust me, I know it.
Like he ate earlier when he was like commenting on shit he didn't know about on my Facebook page. What? And then he got schooled by a councilman. Oh my
God. That comes after all.
And then he threw me under the bus. I'm like, dude, it's your fault for not reading.
We'll get back to that later, okay? So then Mattis came out. What else? This is my favorite part. What's the guy's name? So there's a senator in Grassley, who's the head of
Faces. He's got a turtle face.
A little bit. He is, what the fuck is he? He's the chairman of
Turtle.
Give me 1 second, I gotta read this bullshit.
Yeah, this is like really interesting, Robert.
Anyway, he was pretty much holding Trump and the administration accountable for their firing of the inspector generals.
What?
Which they did. Okay, Trump fired 2 or 3 inspector generals earlier in the year because they were having oversight over him and his administration over shit he didn't like. And the inspector generals are the ones that, like, you know, keep everybody fucking accountable. Like, yeah. They pretty much look into shit and then report to Congress saying, hey,
This ain't right.
And Trump fired them before they could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Suspicious?
No.
Yeah.
No. It's par for the course.
So, you know, this Republican from Iowa, if I'm not mistaken, pretty much said he would hold up 2 of his conferees saying, bitch, you need to explain why the fuck you fired these 2 guys, and if you don't do it, I ain't letting this shit fly. And he has the power to do that. So at least 1 senator in Congress has the balls.
It's because, like you said, he sees the writing on the wall like other Republicans do. They see what's coming, and so they're finally starting to act on it.
Well, I think finally they're sick of his bullshit, and they know the wheels are falling off the wagon, and it's time to get off this motherfucking train.
Because he is causing people to lose faith in the Republican Party. He's causing diehard Republicans to lose faith in their party, and that's gonna hurt them in the upcoming runoffs and the election, the general election in November. Like, they see that and they're trying to get ahead of it. This isn't because they want to do the right thing or because they're putting their country over the party or anything like that. They're self-preservation, man. Yeah. That's all it is.
Yeah.
You know? Yep.
But they're all getting tired of a shit because...
They're getting tired of the shit because it's affecting their hold and their places. That's the only reason why they're tired of shit. If he was remotely popular and there were any amount of, like, significant support in this, they would not be fighting him on this.
Well, because Susan Collins in Maine, apparently Trump went there today, I think, to, like, go visit some plant or something. She was like, I'm busy in Washington, peace. And Lisa Murkowski recently was like, I don't know if I'm supporting this fool. And he went after her. He pretty much said, put up any candidate, good or bad, and I will support them. I'm like, really, motherfucker, good or bad? You're going to support anybody?
He is
what a fuck fucking little bitch you are.
He is such a petty dumpster fire.
He's a little bitch, is what
and
he is.
And I say this as a petty dumpster fire myself. So I can identify other petty dumpster fires.
And you know, for someone that claims to be the law and order president who deferred from the military 5 fucking times bone spurs?
He was like, I'm the law and order president. And somebody was like, whatever, dude, you're not even law and order LA. Like, which, if you're not a fan of the franchise, is like the worst of all the law and orders.
It wasn't even like SVU.
It was like one season, maybe, man.
God, he's such a...
Yeah, but, you know, he's our president. I'm joking. I'm totally joking. Even James is like, what?
Unfortunately, he is our president. Not from my vote.
Not my president.
But, you know, prospects are looking good for him to potentially lose Texas. Yeah. He has fucked things up that much that he has turned reliably red Texas into motherfucking purple.
Mm-hmm.
You know how bad you have to fuck shit up to lose fucking Texas? You got a Republican governor, a Republican fucking lieutenant governor. You got, like, Republican Senate, Republican House. And you done fucked it up for everybody. Yeah. In fact, everyone's retiring because they're like, peace, we're about to lose this shit.
Dude, at this point, like, seriously, like, at this point... If Greg Abbott were to somehow decide, like, I'm going to run for president against Donald Trump, I would vote for him.
I'd vote for
Greg Abbott.
At least he's not a fucking idiot, you know?
But he's just greedy and kind of slightly. He's a politician.
He's smart. He was actually on the Texas Supreme Court. He knows fucking law, which means he knows how to bend the law as well. But whatever, I'll give him that. He's like Obama. Like, he knows what the fuck he's talking about, you know? I mean, agree with him, disagree with him.
He knows what he's talking about.
He's got the shit to back it up, okay?
Yeah. He's like the original Bush. The original Bush is smart as fuck.
But he was smart.
He was Pentagon, yeah, right?
Yeah, but what I'm saying, he was
the secretary.
Head of CIA.
Oh, yeah, CIA.
I'm saying he's smart as fuck.
Yeah.
Dan Patrick? Hells no. I would never vote for Dan Patrick in a million bazillion years.
But get this. Okay, so news that came out today. 5 GOP precinct men across the state had advocated on their Facebooks or Twitters or whatever that the whole George Floyd thing was a hoax perpetrated to make Trump look better.
Why was it for San Antonio?
Huh?
Why San Antonio?
I will give this up to the Republican leadership in Texas. They all denounced those stupid motherfuckers. They were like, nah.
She doesn't even go here.
I don't know her.
I don't know her.
I don't know her, as Brian says.
Like, did you see a picture of Trump? They photoshopped him in front of the church. And you know how they have, like, the sign in the back? And someone photoshopped, she doesn't even go here. Like,
I'm going to grab a beer. You have Melissa's undivided attention. I'm sorry.
I was not planning on being the focus of this episode for once.
You got 2 minutes, bitch.
So,
and
I'm pretty sober, so I have zero personality right now, basically, is what I'm saying. So, yeah, Robert threw me under the bus on Facebook today.
Oh, after you threw me under the bus.
I did not throw you under the bus.
Oh, you didn't.
I did not. I was, you were saying. So, yesterday, so right now we're having a really big issue, obviously, like in other cities, with police brutality. We have a police chief who is not... He's weak. He's a cop's cop, and he doesn't make the best decisions. He doesn't make the best decisions for Austin's well-being. So he's under a lot of fire right now. The mayor is under a lot of fire, and they held an emergency meeting of the city council last night to specifically go over APD's response to the riots and the protesters. And during this emergency meeting, the council approved APD applying for a $430,000 grant, which would fund an auto theft program. A requirement of applying for this grant is that the city council has to do a required match of $173,000.
Hold up. So this separate post.
So I posted, I reposted a tweet that, here, I can read it to you.
Read the tweet. Read the tweet to the people.
Calm down, killer.
Fuck yeah, I got schooled by a city councilman.
I mean, if you're gonna be schooled by anybody,
I still remember.
If you're gonna be schooled by anybody, wouldn't you want to be schooled by a city councilman and not some dumbass on the street who doesn't know what they're talking about?
I still remember when his nudes hit.
His nudes?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that. So the tweet was, after hours and hours of harrowing testimony about police brutality from 300 plus speakers, the vast majority calling to defund APD, Austin City Council voted 7-4, approving $430,000 in grant funding to APD. Within minutes, once again proving the city does not care about black lives. And Robert responded with, the answer isn't to defund the police and institute what, a citizen militia? I don't know what strings are attached to the grants, but they could be used for sensitivity training or any number of things to better our police force. When some bullshit happens at home or your neighborhood, what's the first number you're going to call? 911. Okay, so when I first posted this tweet, I will admit, I did not know what the purpose of that money was for. Like, I didn't know what it was earmarked for. So it took a while to figure it out because the city council had not yet released its minutes. They had released the agenda, but I mean, it was like 10 pages and I wasn't going to read all that. So I had to scour Twitter for people who had listened to the city councilman because it was live streamed. And so I responded to Robert. The grant allows them to continue funding an auto theft program. I don't support defunding the police because, like you said, who are you going to call? Ghostbusters? I do support earmarking money for reform, though. My issue with this grant isn't so much the amount or the purpose, it's the optics. Like, of all the times to give them more money right now is not the time, and them not realizing that shows how tone-deaf some members of council can be. Apparently, that's me throwing Robert under the bus. That was not me throwing you under the bus. That was me explaining, because the tweet did not say what it was for.
This was after I was schooled.
But, okay, but also, those responses weren't on there when I started typing my response to you. When I submitted it, then I was like, oh, shit, there's two more comments, which is why mine is under theirs, because like then, they were on the quickness on getting to you on that.
And then what I said.
Oh, yeah. And then Robert's like, my bad for responding to what was presented on screen and not what was voted on. I blame the author. And I responded with, it's so nice down here under the bus.
And then what I responded
And he responded, don't worry, we got drinks.
We do got drinks.
All this to say, I did not feel supported in this relationship.
All for one and all for me. One thing we can talk about on lighter note, I think.
Yeah.
Chromatica.
Let's
listen
to this.
I think if we play it, it's okay.
Oh, yeah. Why not? We paid for it.
Yeah.
We both did.
I paid for it.
Oh, I did. I bought it. Oh, yeah. Remember, I spent $11.49 on it. My whole family is now financially ruined.
There goes college, girls.
Sorry, I had to buy the Gaga album.
Go! Let mom and dad. Mom and mom.
Lila, go. Bye, college.
Go! Let mom and mom and dad party.
No!
Go!
Anyway. This album is amazing. It's just a bunch of sad songs to dance music, which is feeding my soul right now. Because, you know, I like sad stuff right now.
Just another sad love song rocking my brain like crazy.
Nah.
Is it Alice? But I keep looking, keep looking.
Wonderland.
My name is Alice. But I keep looking for
Wonderland. Kind of quickly.
Yeah.
That's how I sound. I really am a background singer. So, a couple years ago, Robert and I went to go see Erasure live in concert, and they had some fierce background singers. Like, there are these two ladies that they were working the stage, and I said, oh, I want to be a background singer. And Robert's like, you are a background singer.
You'll always be a
background singer.
God!
The door. This is stupid love.
Damn right.
Freak out.
Look at me. Look at me. Look at me now. All I ever wanted was love. All I ever wanted was love. Oh, just stupid love.
Okay, then the next one.
I want your stupid love.
Oh my God. This is Rain on Me.
Free Ride.
This is with Aubrey.
A real good time.
It's going down on me.
You sing like this.
Whatever. Hater.
Down on me.
I'm letting rain on me. Dry, but at least I'm alone.
Rain on me, me. Rain on me, me. Rain on me.
Rain on me. Okay, let's go to the next one. If you were planning on listening to actual commentary, too bad. This is just the Melissa and Robert singing show.
This is just a Chromatica sing along. You're welcome.
Next.
Yeah.
I like
it. Give them like a glimpse of everything.
This is a glimpse. It's already 43 minutes.
Next.
Well, we got another five.
Next.
Wieners? Robert's a wiener. He likes wieners.
Robert's a drama queen.
Robert's a drama queen.
Damn right. You want it. Steady hand.
I'm a
free woman. Ready? Next?
Ready next.
Ready next.
My favorite.
No.
I can't explain.
Think it's a wound I still entertain. I'd do anything to
numb the pains.
I guess I'm just on fire.
these days. See me. See me.
Her voice is just like butter.
In between. I know I am. I feel with you. I can see it in your face. You don't think I pull my weight to say goodbye, cause I,
James, do you think I pull my weight?
Being with you.
Better say yeah.
I'm not having fun tonight.
Next.
Love the fame.
Oh my god.
It gives me pain.
Chromatica's a boy.
I love 911.
It just reminds me of Kylie.
It reminds me of truffle butter.
Yeah.
It sounds like a robot.
Yes. This next part, what song is that? This reminds me of another song.
Kylie?
I don't think it's Kylie. The beat is Kylie is out of my head. But if someone knows what this is reminiscent of, please tell me.
Biggest enemy is me, Papa 911. My biggest enemy is me, Papa 911. My biggest enemy is me, since day one.
911,
Papa 911.
Robert and Lila are going crazy having a dance party. This is not engaging podcast.
Sure it is. The end. My biggest enemy is me, Papa 911. My biggest enemy is me, Papa 911. My biggest enemy is me ever since day one. Papa 911, Papa 911. Plastic doll.
Plastic doll.
That's a good
this
one.
This is such a freaking weirdo Lady Gaga song. Like, it is one of her weirdo songs.
I like it.
I like it too. She's such a freaking weirdo. I love her.
Loose.
This video, if she makes it into a single, is gonna be ridiculous.
Am I your type? Your type, am I your type? Sour candy.
Sour candy. Julia.
I do like this one.
I do. It's got like the best beat.
No, this one sounds like truffle butter. Yeah. We having a dance party?
Yeah.
Lila's getting down.
Lila looks like he has crazy hair.
Enigma. Don't worry, lads.
I think this song is kind of boring.
Hold on. You liked it earlier.
I mean, I like it, but I'm just like... is that every single song reminds me of something else. It's just like a great nostalgic album. It's a great sound. You can play this at the club and you wouldn't even have to remix it. You could just play it straight.
I love this song.
This is Replay.
Replay. It's not like looking back and replaying all the shit in your head.
Oh, I never do that.
I do.
I never replay things that happened like in sixth grade on a random
day. Look, I see that shit that happened last week, but whatever.
I replay like the dumbest things ever. Like, seriously. Like, things that have absolutely no bearing on my life, yet I'm still like, that was weird. I could have done that better. You know? Like. So you don't believe in God anymore?
It's been a hot mess that I believe in God.
I didn't know that. Like, you 100% don't believe in God, or you're like, eh, there
nah,
might
be. It's like
there
I turned my back on God after he turned his back on me.
When did he turn his back on you?
A long time ago.
When?
A long time ago.
What happens?
That's a conversation for another podcast.
Boring. So, do you think there is a God, you just don't want to fuck with them, or you don't
think
there's
a
God?
Yeah, I think he's a fucker. God's a fucker, I'll say it.
You know, I think if there is a God, yeah.
He's yeah. full of shit.
He is. He's basically Donald Trump. Just like a...
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
I always got like the faint sniffs, the faint smell of Cheeto dust. Skip the interlude.
Oh, Sign from above is with Elton John
or Andy Bell.
Or Andy Bell.
This is the last time we changed this song.
But the breakdown, like 3/4 into the song. Oh, y'all right there?
I almost called your black babies.
How dare you!
I bought the girls black dolls because I'm, you know, woke. Yeah. Sorry, there was a thought there. I would love to see this in concert because I just think the visuals that she would bring forth would be amazing. If you have never seen Lady Gaga in concert, I think you need to get on it. She is a performer. And the amazing thing about her is that she has the voice to back it up also. But like Madonna is a performer. Madonna does not have the voice. Gaga, I know I'm about to say blasphemy. Beyonce, I also do not feel has a very strong voice, but she's a performer. Oh, here's Elton.
Andy Bell.
He does have a very Andy Bell song here. We're going to go ahead and end it here.
No.
It's, we're at 55 minutes, Roberta.
No, we'll finish it.
Oh, my God.
A Thousand Doves is so good.
Sad.
That's why I like it.
But yes, Gaga has the voice and is a performer. Singer, dancer, actress. She's a triple threat. I love Gaga.
We got one more song after this.
I just don't see how she thought that acting would be better for her when she has this amazing voice. She's said over and over again, she wanted to be an actress, but the singing kicked off better.
Okay, Madonna.
What?
No, I'm saying okay, Madonna.
What do you mean? Is that Madonna what Madonna said too?
Yeah.
So Madonna sucks at acting.
Yeah, I know.
And she's not that great at singing either.
She's a great singer.
She's better than she was. She's better than she was. But she doesn't have range.
Okay, next podcast.
What?
We're doing a Madonna retrospective live.
Oh, I was like, we've done a Lady Gaga versus Madonna.
Here's the last song, Babylon. For your audio enjoyment.
Because it's telling us to shut up, but Robert doesn't want to.
And this is the part where I'm going to say, all the times that made disparaging remarks about people of other races, I was totally wrong.
That did not seem very sincere, but okay.
It was, okay. It's me eating crow, y'all, because, you know, I do it tongue-in-cheek and I do it for the laugh, but it's not always fucking funny for some people, including special needs people, so I'm going to stop using the R word, the N word, the C word. That's chinklet.
C word, oh.
I'm still going to say little bitch, because, you know.
Because women don't deserve your respect.
And it's not exclusive to women. Now, if women feel that, that's their problem. But I'm using it to fucking describe the little bitch that's president right now, okay?
Okay.
Don't
it's been
that.
Real, y'all. Thank you for listening to us.
This has been our riot edition.
Be safe.
Next up will be our hurricane season edition. Mark my words, it's the next thing is gonna fuck up.
Be safe, stay healthy. Black Lives Matter.
Black